You are listening to the AHDB podcast, farming news and stories from across the UK. Welcome to this horticulture-focused edition of the AHDB podcast. I'm Lauren, and today we're going to be talking about four new strategic centres for field vegetables launched earlier this year by AHDB. I'll be talking to Dawn Teverson, Knowledge Exchange Manager for Field Vegetables, and Bruce Napier, Vegetable Specialist at NIAB. I'll be asking them about the trials happening at the centres this year, how they'll be building on the variety trials for onions, brassicas, peas and carrots, and how you can get involved.
My name's Dawn Teverson. I'm Knowledge Exchange Manager for Field Veg Crop. The Strategic Centres for Field Veg give us the opportunity to demonstrate the latest innovations for field veg in the field. They're based on the variety trials, which we've been doing for a number of years, but we're using that as a platform to move forward, get ideas from growers, what they want to see demonstrated in the field. So an example of the work we're doing additional this year for carrots, for example, seed size and sowing depth. Obviously, if you're buying your seed from your supplier, it's quite an important part of the cost of growing the crop. If you want larger seeds, it will usually cost you more. So is it worth the extra money? That's basically what we're doing. Also, calibrating the seed drill. When you're in a rush, it's very easy to forget these things. How important is that? And it's really gratifying that when we went out into the field earlier this season, we could actually visually see the differences between the different plots. And we're going to be looking to see when we take economic marketable yields later in the season, whether the ones that looked a bit dodgy actually catch up or whether they don't, which will be crucial.
So this is the first year of the new centres. What can we expect to see in the future?
The ambitions for the centres are basically to keep coming up with results, with ideas, with things that people can take home and use to improve their crop. So we're not just talking about the whole crop, we're talking about the marketable crop, the crop that is within specifications and the class one crop. So for instance, the brassica trials in Cornwall, we're looking at class one cauliflowers, the ones that get the highest price in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not interested in getting 90% class two that we can't sell, mm-hmm. or a brilliant crop at the time when everybody else has got a glut of crop. It's about timing your crop and getting the quality of that crop for when the price is the best. Mm-hmm. We've got a whole load of different ideas for things next year. We've got things we've started off this year that we'd like to improve. For example, you know, with PGRO for vining peas, we've developed a bean seed fly app. We'd like to, you know, get that out there more, get more people involved, get more people reporting back. The feedback from industry last year was that bean seed fly was a really bad problem. So this app gives growers the opportunity to report incidences in the field so we can see how extensive the problem is. And it's only when we've got that kind of information that we can decide what to do and where to go in the future. Another pest that's rearing its ugly head this year, it was a minor pest, always considered a minor pest previously, but just in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about damage from Swede midge. We've got a fact sheet available on that, an old one where it was classified as a minor pest. But it causes blindness in brassicas. It takes out the growing tip. So obviously your plant's useless after that. But obviously when people see that in the field, is it due to Swede midge? Is it just a physiological or a genetic thing? This is the kind of feedback that we need to get so we can react to these problems. When we were reviewing things growers came back and said how much they appreciated the variety trials. You know, the fact that they're independent, and especially for onions, not only have we got the results from the crop in the field, but we've also got storage trials. So it's very important that, you know, when you put your crop in storage, it's absolutely amazing the difference between some varieties will go in store and store well. The others are so susceptible to rot. But, you know, obviously it's no good opening your store and getting a load of mushy crop out. So all those results are there, and they're published every year. So we have a completely new list of results, different kind of league table for onions, brassicas, and also for peas. So for onions, we've got, and this was specifically asked for by the growers, the specifications from the customers have changed. So that's the size specification. And you can manage the size of bulb onions by the planting density of your crop. So we've got a trial looking at different planting densities and looking at the size specification of the bulbs that are harvested. So for vining peas, we have an Excel spreadsheet that is published every year. But again, any queries or anything, you can get back to us. We work quite closely with PGRO on that, and they've already tweeted to say what the incredible yields differences that we've got this year between the different varieties. It's really exciting to see the progress that we make in, well, all the crops, but certainly it's really good to flag up some numbers for onions, for example. So the 10-year average marketable yield's been creeping up by approximately a tonne per hectare for the better varieties that become available, and that's just over the last 4 years. And the same kind of thing is happening with brassicas. The breeding companies are working hard to produce these new varieties, and we need to test them alongside the old standard varieties and see what progress we're making. And it's really brilliant to see that that's working.
So what does, obviously the strategic centres for field vegetables will be building on these variety trials, but what does that mean for the future of variety trials? Can growers expect to still see them?
Yes, certainly the variety trials, I don't think that will ever be superseded. The strength of the AHDB work is that it's independent. So we're not just looking at one seed company, and we've got all the different seed stocks from seed companies who are putting them in the trials side by side, all randomised. And that's a completely unique opportunity for growers to see that in the field.
So how will the strategic centres help facilitate grower-to-grower learning, and why do you think that's important?
So grower-to-grower learning is the basis of what we're doing. Everyone always learns more from actually going out and seeing something demonstrated. It's always better than reading it or seeing it on the screen. You can get out in the field, talk to your mates, bounce the ideas around, see what you think. You know, hopefully things will work, but sometimes things won't work. And hopefully we can take back the messages from that and learn how to do it better in future.
So how do the field veg centres fit in with the kind of wider AHDB horticulture work? Are there other strategic centres in other sectors that we can look out for?
We've also got the wet centre, which is doing a huge amount of work on irrigation, albeit in other crops, but we in field veg can be learning from other crops and taking those ideas on board and trying them out for our crops.
Lots of the trials, I understand, are kind of connected to IPM, like integrated pest management. Horticulture is already quite advanced in integrated pest management. How will these trials kind of help, and why is there a need for a demonstration centre?
Integrated pest management has been about for some time. By integrated pest management, we don't just mean insect pests. By pests, we're talking about anything that impacts on the crop in the field. So specifically diseases, pests and weeds. Mm-hmm. So we've got that wide remit. Everything's going towards IPM as we lose more and more actives in the field. So at its most basic level, we're taking the outputs from Sector Plus and we're looking at taking those results, and for example, like in the brassica work at Elsham's, we're looking at how those actives perform on less common crops. You know, a lot of brassica growers, well, and other growers, are innovating to survive. So they're growing different crops, they're thinking outside the box, mm-hmm. and they want to see if those emus are going to be applicable for their crops. The whole idea of this is it's growers led. So we work with British growers closely. We have a range of grower meetings for each of the crops, usually in the spring and the autumn. Some of them, the crops have extra meetings. And this gives the people attending those the opportunity to discuss what's most important to them and what they'd like to see demonstrated in the field. And we're not just restricting this to AHDB research and development, research that's interesting that's coming from other parts of the industry. Whatever you want to see, you know, does this work? What does it look like in the field?
So what benefits will growers gain from the centres and how will this help their business?
Well, the benefits are going to be from seeing if things work in the field and having the opportunity to discuss them with other people from industry that they can see on the day, that hopefully they can get the take-home messages and improve what they do back at home.
We've already had some events this year where growers have been able to come out and see some of the trials. What is there to look forward to in the future? Have we got any events coming up soon?
So, yes, we've got lots of things coming up. The 3rd of October, the first Thursday in October, we've got the carrot demonstration. This is being held in Yorkshire this year. It moves around every year. This isn't a new event, it's always been successful. Everybody who's in carrots goes to that event. Whole load of different companies from industry, all the varieties in the field, and not only the varieties to look at, but other trials from other companies in the field as well. We've got Elsham's the week after, where we've got a whole load of brassica stuff on view. That links up with Sceptre Plus trials, which will be really interesting. I'm really looking forward to that. On the 31st of October, we've got the Onion Open Day at NIAB, where we've got the harvested crop available to view, and a lot of the numbers will be crunched by then and available. We've got the Onion and Carrot Conference later on in November. And we've also this year got the biennial Vining Pea Conference. So basically we've got something there for everyone. It's going to be a very busy time.
I'm Bruce Napier, the vegetable specialist at NIAB. And I'm coordinating the consortium for the Horticulture Strategic Centres for Field Vegetables, which is a bit of a mouthful to say. The consortium consists of NIAB, PGRO, Dutchy College, and ADAS, and we are looking at brassica crops, vining peas, onions and carrots. Each of those crop species we are doing variety testing on, but we're also doing additional work looking at key issues for growers on that particular season. So the grower associations have a strong input into what that additional funding is directed towards. The strategic centres gives us the ability to bring other bits of work in to run alongside those. So for example, the Sceptre Plus work, if there's a trial based nearby, we can run the two together, or ideally run them both in the same field, and it gives AHDB a chance to market both events together and hopefully get a higher footfall of growers to see where their money's being spent and to gain value from that funding.
So how are the, you talked about the kind of add-on trials, how are they being decided? What
What sort of things are you looking at this year?
So, for example, the onions, we've looked at drill density, so looking at the plant population to try and find a sweet spot where the density is low enough to give a high percentage of large bulbs that attract a higher price, but without sort of slipping into a density where issues occur, such as bolting. And that the decision making for that was through the BOPA steering group that oversees the variety trials, and it was a key issue that they identified at the end of 2018 that they were keen to see in 2019. The vining peas, they're also looking at bean seed fly, which is a problem in many crops, particularly in pulses, but actually ironically is also a problem in onion trials, and they're running an app that growers can report instances of bean seed fly throughout the season, and we'll try and produce a map of where the high incident places are, but also to understand more about the life cycle of the bean seed fly. And the PGRO, the pulse grower levy, is funding a PhD student that's looking at bean seed fly, but then the strategic farms are also gaining a benefit from it as well. So it is tying together different funding streams together. In 5 years' time, it would be nice to have a clear route for growers to say, well, these are my top three issues, and they could feed that information through, and a panel sits down and says, right, well, this is what we can do for the funding available, or we can get additional funding because that's a particular high interest issue. But it looks a lot at the translational things, and not just high-end research that takes several years to filter through to growers. It's something that they can come and look at like they have today, and then go back and say, right, well, tomorrow we're setting our, or next year we're setting our drill up differently, or we're making this change in our storage regime. So it's near-end sort of market. I think there's a marked contrast to last season, where disease issues were the talk of the town, but this year crop maturity, is variety maturity, is probably going to be the key thing with the frequent rain showers we're getting. It may well be, while the crop is mature in a couple of weeks' time, growers may not get the opportunity to harvest. So how well a variety stands in the field, if it has to be left for 10 to 15 days after the ideal harvest time, may well be an issue. Everything looks relatively healthy. We've avoided the major diseases this year, but there seems to be a lot of thrip damage throughout all the varieties. So whether that translates into a problem going into storage, we've yet to see.
Thank you to our guest this week. You can find a link to the Swede Midge fact sheet mentioned by Dawn in our show notes. Keep an eye on our website events page to book onto the conferences and open days we have coming up in the autumn for the Strategic Centre for Field Vegetables. In the next episode, we will be talking to Market Insight Specialist Chris Godrum on the impact that a no-deal Brexit could have on the dairy industry. Thank you for listening to the AHDB podcast.